The moment of truth arrives, and the Meraglim return from their mission, having spied the land of Israel, and they come to report back to the Jewish people just what they saw, just what they found. And as, of course, we know, the majority of the spies give a very negative and pessimistic report about what they found and how it would basically be impossible for the Jewish people to be able to conquer the land. After all, they say, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chavches, Efes ki us ha'am hayoshev ba'aretz, we are simply overwhelmed by them. The people who inhabit this land are mighty. Moreover, ha'arim betzuros gedolos ma'od, they are huge cities, fortified. The gam ilidei ha'anak re'inu sham, we even saw children of giants. The Amaleki are there, Chiti, Avusi, the Kanani, they're everywhere. They stretch from the Yam to the Yarden. They're powerful, they're strong, their cities are large and fortified. There's just no chance. And immediately in the next Pasuk, in Pasuk Lamed, Kalev quiets the people, and he says in his famous words of optimism and confidence, Alo na'alev yarash nosa, surely we can go up to Israel. We can conquer it. We can take possession over it. Ki yachol nuchala, we can do it. Of course, the Meraglim are not at all bowed or cowered by Kalev's seemingly pie-in-the-sky optimism, and they respond, Lo nuchal la'alos el am ki chazak hu mimenu. No, actually, Kalev, we can't do it. They are simply stronger than us. Of course, we all know, unfortunately, how the story ends. The Jewish people are crying and complaining, and Hashem gives them the devastating punishment of being forced to wander 40 years in the desert instead of going right in imminently to the land of Israel. In a short but remarkable drasha on these psukim, in the Sefer Esh Kodesh, the Piazetz Nerebi, the famed Hasidic Rav in the Warsaw Ghetto, the drushas that he gave in the ghetto during the years of the Holocaust, he asks a very simple question. He says, whatever you'll say about the negative report of the Meraglim, they offered substantive and rational reasons why they didn't think we could do it. The people are just too strong, too many, too mighty. Kalev, on the other hand, never addresses the substance of their points, never speaks on any of the actual substance that the other Meraglim say about the land of Israel and their pessimism. Rather, he just meets their negative report with what seems to be naive, pie-in-the-sky optimism. We can do it! But he actually never addresses the concerns and the substantive complaints and report of the Meraglim. What is going on? Why doesn't he do that? So says the Rebbe, incredibly, in fact, he was teaching the people then, and Jews for all time. Kach tzricha lios emunas ish Yisraeli. This is what it means for a Jewish person to have faith. Lo bavad b'shash hara mavo v'derech lishiwaso, gam al pisichlo v'derech hateva, yamin b'ashem shoshyehu v'yischazek. Not only are we required to have emuna in situations in which there actually is a very plausible, reasonable, rational path and road for our success, those require emuna, because there's nothing that's ever 100%. So even when there's a reasonable and rational path forward for success, we have to have emuna and bitachon that it will be successful. Moreover, when we're successful, we have to have emuna to realize that the success came from Hashem. All of that is true, says the Rebbe, but that's not the only type of emuna we have to have. Ragam b'shash einu roa chas v'shalom shum mavo al pisechel v'derech hateva lishuaso yamin b'Hashem shiyoshiyehu v'yischazek b'emunaso u'bitchono. In addition, he says, even at times where we see no rational, plausible, realistic path forward, there's no way we can in any way reasonably envision a success or a salvation, even then, we also must have absolute faith in emuna b'tochon that Hashem can, in fact, save us. Moreover, he continues and says, in those very difficult situations, we dafka shouldn't be looking to find some possible long shot way and path forward. It says if we spend all of our time trying to find a solution which is at best very, very unlikely and really a long shot, we run the very reasonable risk. She's askesh limtso ez sechel umavo al derech hateva shal pi poshet lo yimotzei chas v'shalom tuchal emunaso al yidei zel hipagim. That by focusing our energies, when the odds are so long anyway of our success, by focusing our energies in those situations on trying to find some solution that we can come up with, we're actually distracting ourselves and may in fact dilute the true and necessary intense emuna that we're required to have. When there's a plausible path forward, implicitly the Rebbe is acknowledging, of course, we have to do our hashtadlus coupled with emuna. When the odds are long and there's no plausible path forward, then we have to have full and complete emuna in Hashem. And Adarabba, as he said, it's actually a mistake to try to find shtadlus to come up with, you know, from a 5% possible success rate to a 10% success rate. It's still overwhelmingly long odds. Better, he says, we should have true and genuine emuna. And in fact, he says, it's in those situations, instead of looking for the long shot success, we should say, it's true. We acknowledge the problem. It's true. The people in the time of the Meraglim literally were very strong. The cities were quite literally fortified. But, says the Rebbe, it's not only true then, it could be true at other times in history. Figuratively, we come up with challenges of mighty people with fortified cities. And nevertheless, just like Kalev said then, we must always tell ourselves, Alon Alev Yerash Nosa, Below Sechel Ubelo Svara. We shouldn't be looking for long shot possible solutions, but rather, Emuna Bitachon Bahashem, Mekayv Shishuaso. It's Dafka through our Emuna in Hashem in those moments that we have a much more likely chance of success. This is a short, but as I say, powerful and inspiring drasha, and even devoid of any context, I think it's a perfectly, an excellent illustration of a Hasidic approach with purity of faith to the ideas of Emuna and Bitachon. However, as Professor Henry Abramson notes in his remarkable work, Torah from the Years of Wrath, which is a book of history that provides historical context to the drashos of the Esh Kodesh in the Warsaw Ghetto. This drasha was originally given on June 22nd, 1940. Professor Abramson points out that this was shortly after the fall of Paris, the fall of France. The Third Reich was at its height, stretching from the English Channel to the Soviet Union. And despite the worsening conditions, the doom and the gloom in the ghetto, the Rebbe used this opportunity to offer powerful and inspiring words of courage and faith. And his message was clear, not to give the doomsayers in the ghetto, the Meraglim in the ghetto, any respect, but rather follow the words of Kalev, trust in Hashem, and He can save us even in the darkest hour.